primarily because a guy named Jeff was our guitarist and he was a badass. He was a few years older than me and was the brother of Julie, my first girlfriend. We had a cool bassist too, Dave Pagan, but Jeff was the obvious front man and also the reason we got a gig in Hollywood. The Starwood Club on Santa Monica Boulevard used to host something called Amateur Night on Sundays. Jeff sent in our demo tape and a picture, and a few weeks later, the club gave us a slot. During this time, Jeff had a station wagon big enough for both us and our equipment. I couldn't drive. Since Mark stole that car and got caught by the cops, Mom had refused to let me get my driver's license. "You'll just have to wait until you turn 18 and apply yourself," she said. In any case, Jeff drove us to the Starwood, and I lied to Mom and said I was staying over at a friend's place. She would never have let me go to L.A. Since we were the youngest band, we always played early. Still, we were also a tight trio and had no problem with that. We played covers as well as some of our own stuff. Jeff was a Christian, and I specifically remember a song he wrote called "Let Go, Let God." He sang, "Let go, let go, let God." I always thought it was weird that he sang about Jesus in a rock and roll band, but Jeff was very spiritual and said to Dave and me, "When I sing Let God, you should point at the ceiling." Before long, we were booked to play across the whole of Orange County at clubs and parties. When we played a party near to Mission Viejo, the cops showed up. Everything was shut down. For some reason, I kept playing until a policeman came over and grabbed my arm. "Stop," he said. I stopped playing and glared at him. "You got a warrant?" He pushed me against the wall, cuffed me, and arrested me for obstruction of justice, then drove me to juvenile detention. The whole way there, I shouted that I had rights and that the police couldn't do that. After a while, they pulled over in a deserted parking lot. There was another police car already waiting there, and they seemed to want to transfer me into it. I'd been drinking and felt like a rebel, so I kept shouting at them. One of the policemen grabbed my head and slammed it against the hood. He took off the cuffs so that the cops in the other car could put theirs on instead. Once that was done, they threw me into the back of the other car and drove off. Since I was pretty drunk, I vomited, which hardly made the cops hate me any less. A little later, once I was at juvenile detention in Santa Ana, they let me make a call. I called Mom, who said, "You can stay there over the weekend. It'll do you good." Sadly, it didn't have the effect she was hoping for. When they released me on Sunday, I just felt experienced. Cool. By now, a guy named Jim Dowd and another named Mark Klink had also joined Prophecy. We recorded a few songs and had some t-shirts made. We really did go for it. And at some point during 1976...